Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Teach Better Today morning show, where the Teach Better team gets to join you live every single morning, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern. We are so excited to have a brand new guest joining us on this beautiful Wednesday morning. Brianne has so much to share, and I cannot wait for you all to meet her if you have not connected with her yet in the world. I am also celebrating a birthday today, so this is who I would like to hang out with on my birthday. So I got my birthday wish. Go fill up your coffee. We'll be right back. Good morning. Welcome to the Teach Better Today morning show, streaming on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, and LinkedIn, and also as an episode on Teach Better Talk podcast. Thank you to all those friends and family that have subscribed and rated and reviewed on all those locations. Believe it or not, even though it's like 2 seconds of your time, it makes a huge difference. So if any of you have even just 30 seconds to go clip that subscribe button on any of the platforms that you enjoy for the Teach Better team, we'd really appreciate it. We have Brianne here with us. Good morning. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling great. Thank you. And happy birthday.
Oh, thanks. I feel like birthdays aren't a big deal, but because we're all here in the morning, I'm like, oh, I just want to throw it in there. Why not? And what a great way to spend my birthday. I'm so glad that we get to hang out and celebrate the Teach Better Today morning show. So I appreciate you waking up early just for me. I mean, that's really sweet.
Anytime.
So I know that our community is going to go rush over to their favorite platforms and follow you and stay connected to you. But in case our community here is not yet connected, do you mind sharing who you are, what you do in education, kind of all that good stuff?
Absolutely. So I'm Brianne Leeming. I'm the founder and CEO of Unruly Studios. And what we do is we combine STEM learning with active recess style play, kinesthetic learning. We build approachable STEM programs that click and stick for mostly elementary schools and middle schools. And started with computer science, and we are actually brand new in the math space as well. So we have a new math product that we just put out about a month ago. And so, yes, we do that all through our, I'll tell you more about it, but our Splats platform actually.
Oh my God. I know that this is going to resonate with so many educators, and they're all going to wonder, does this fit with their work, right? We have educators tuning in, and especially a part of our Teach Better family, K-12 all the way through higher ed. Some choose to be classroom teachers. Some choose to be educational leaders. Some are in consulting. Some just are awesome killer parents. I mean, we have everyone in between, but a lot of our community are in the trenches, in the classrooms, working with students. Could they use this cool product? I mean, this sounds like a dream come true.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, so we basically designed Splats and the platform itself to fit into your everyday, into your curriculum you're already doing. So most schools that we work with do not have a computer science teacher at the school for the coding product. And we try to integrate it in small ways throughout the school day. So it could be in PE class, actually, or in music class, in math class. And then for the math class, it's really a quick, like, practice session. So it's standards aligned math practice at your standards, at your grade level, and you're pulling it out for quick pullouts, for kind of a quick intro to class, things like that. But it's all based on the Splats platform. So these are our unruly Splats here.
I love it. We're going to have to really dive into this because I know educators are going to be curious how they can go and apply this. And as a former math teacher, we just had somebody on just a few weeks ago who was talking about bringing in this type of work into bell ringers or having a day that you dedicate to this every so often, once a month, once a week. I feel like this is a perfect way for some of our community here to get started. So I have so many questions. Before we get into that though, can we talk about you being like this fancy schmancy CEO, founder, all these things? I know our educators love to get resources, but also we want to know the people behind the products. And so what caused you to do this work? Like, obviously it's good. Let's just, like, that's a blanket statement. So how do you fall into this?
Yeah. So my background, I studied cognitive science in undergrad at McGill University. And then I went to business school a couple years after school. I worked in tech after school. But the reason that I started the company is that I had this idea because I had actually learned to code in third grade at my public school in New Hampshire. And I didn't really realize at the time how impactful it was. But later in my career, when I took computer science in college and I went into the tech industry, I realized how impactful it was to just have that early exposure in like a positive way. So I wanted to do that for more kids. I also, my husband at the time I was dating him when I had this idea, he's now my husband, but he's a career educator and now is a middle school principal. And so kind of learning a lot about the implementation of ed tech in schools and kind of what to do, what not to do, how to really make this something that impacted students and really got that impact, got out of the box, got into the hands and made it easy to use, pull out, easy to fit into what you're already doing, the existing schedule with the teachers that are in the building, you know? And so we really designed it around that and tried to make it really impactful.
You know, what I love about your story getting into this work is you obviously had a passion. You followed your passion, not only in technology and business and everything else, but now you have this best friend, this husband that you are learning about his struggles, his passions, his work, and trying to find a way to blend them together. And you're not just some, you know, business person who's trying to enter into the education field and be like, don't worry, know nothing about education. Let me just tell you how to do your job. But being able to see the hurdles educators do have that your husband and I'm sure many of his colleagues and friends can lend insight to, and then say, okay, I'm taking your information and let's just see if there's any way I can help. And so talking about the timing struggles and this disconnect of standards being aligned to these really important skills, I think this is such a wonderful story. I'm sure that many people have connected with you based on you having this passion.
Absolutely. It's been quite a journey bringing this out to the world and definitely really fulfilling.
So good. So outside of you being just a complete baller, what else do you enjoy doing? I know our community is going to be very interested in not only connecting with the work you're doing and everything else beyond this, but what about you as a person? Do you have any hobbies, anything that you really enjoy?
I love this question. I do. I'm a runner. I love running. So I've done a couple marathons and things. And then I just got back from Pilates this morning, actually. So that's one of my favorites. Pilates, yoga, I've been really into lately, too.
Gosh, I love Pilates and yoga. That's a great. And anyone in the comments, we want to know what your hobbies, what do you like to fill your mornings with? Brian, I'm going to totally out you, too. I know you also have a dog, and I'm obsessed with the type of dog that you have. So tell us a little bit about that puppy family.
Yes, we have a 4-year-old corgi named Freya, and she is my favorite ever. Yeah, she's a lot of fun. Very cuddly.
Yeah, I love this. You're taking my favorite topics in education, STEM, and ways to practically build it into the elementary and middle school. And now you're talking about a corgi. Who doesn't love a corgi?
Yeah, she's the best.
So fun. We'll be right back, friends. We're going to head into our team talk section, which for many of you listening to the show already every single morning, making this a part of your routine, you know that our team talk section is when we get into that educational conversation. We're going to dig into Brianne's work, more specifically dive into how you can get involved and ask some questions about where this is going to fit in your schedules and routine. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Teach Better Today Morning Show. My name is Ray Hewer, and we are here with Brianne, who is the founder, CEO, and all fabulous educator who is doing amazing things in the education space. I know, Brianne, technically you didn't start as an educator, but there's no way that you have been in this field doing the work that you're doing and can't take on that title. So I'm just going to give it to you in case you didn't feel like that wasn't appropriate. Brianne has an incredible team of educators that are working to bring STEM education in a practical way to every single school. And I want to get into the nitty gritty. So Brianne, we have educators listening from all over. How do they get started? Will you tell us a little bit more about kind of what they would see if they went to your website and then what it actually looks like? You held up this like big blue square. We're all wondering what is the deal?
So this is a Splat. So what we do, we have the Splat platform that these are programmable light up floor buttons. So they literally are durable enough that students jump on them. So it's definitely, it's designed to be stomped on. We've had over 25 million stomps on the Splats so far across the US and Canada. So what they do, they light up, they make sound, and they sense when they're stomped on. And they connect through Bluetooth to your Chromebook or iPad at school. And through that, we have two apps and kind of two different experiences. So the first is a coding app that's based on block coding. So similar to Scratch, the drag and drop kind of early learning coding concepts, computational thinking. And so students can create their own rules for playground style games for the Splat. So those games range from things like relay races, running back and forth between the Splats, stomp competitions, jumping as fast as you can in 10 seconds. There's timers, there's scores. It gets competitive. It also is very collaborative. And then our second app is the brand new one, which is called Unruly Math. And that is standards aligned. It's really just pull it up and play. There are activities designed by standard to practice specific foundational math skills for K through five. So that one has been really, really fun to try out. And it's just a great way to get kids both like up moving in math class, but they're also really having a dialogue with each other. They're talking to each other. Teachers have told us, you know, that students who don't normally raise their hand in math class are kind of willing to do this step up, like kind of bring that sports element in. So it's been really, really neat to bring this out.
I know, Brianne, you're mentioning that this brand new math app is truly targeting that K-5, but as a former middle school teacher, there is no way that I would not choose to bring this into my classroom as like a brain break. All of my brain breaks when I would work with students were on those foundational skills. Could you imagine if I had a brain break opportunity where students could practice those foundational skills in a fun way? Almost if they hadn't built up that love for math yet, maybe this would help them at a later age, like understand how successful they can be. So I know you're specifically talking elementary, but I'm going to bring in the middle school people because we know those foundational skills are so important.
So important. And it's nice when it's got a brought in an element of play, right? Because they bring the barriers down and they're willing to just try and fail. And so I agree with that. Like, honestly, our professional development sessions get just as competitive and intense as our sessions with students. Cause we've had some really, really great relay races with teachers and educators as we've been training that have been a lot of fun.
This needs to happen at our like internal Teach Better team stuff. We need to get everyone together and just start. I can't believe that you designed a product that is specifically like identified to be stomped on. I just want to celebrate that for a second. When I think of coding and bringing in these skills, they're very computer-based. It's usually a student looking at a screen. And then sometimes if you have like some sort of robot you're manipulating, that is an option. And typically in schools that I go into, there's like one teacher that's able to do that because it's such an expensive endeavor. I think it's hysterical that you're talking about like this square piece that you, I'm sure, put on the floor and have all these engaging opportunities for students to actually like attempt to jump on and destroy something that is indestructible. That's really exciting.
It's a lot of fun. Yes. Yes. We try to make everything super fun, just super approachable, right? Cause yeah, like you said, so many of our teachers that we work with too, they may be experts at coding, but it may be their first time. And we just try to make it super fun, approachable for anybody to jump in. And the same thing, like you were saying, like most coding for kids even is very much given to them in like, you're alone, you're coding at the screen, like, you know, and that's honestly not even how tech teams in the modern workforce even work. Like they're constantly collaborating. They're constantly being social with each other to plan what they need to build. So we wanted to just recreate it into a way that just felt more like sports or more like a team. And that's kind of what we did, yeah, to try to make it more approachable, bring new kids into STEM and make them feel like this positive STEM identity that they're building. And the same with the math product. We've done at least some initial surveys and found teachers are saying students have a much more positive association with math after playing with this. And so
how could you not? I mean, I'm just so excited to learn more. So if an educator went to your website, which I hope that you share again, so our community here can look at the app and look at any resource they might need to make a decision. Obviously we're not here to like quote unquote sell anything, but what are they going to get? Like, what are they going to look at? If they're interested, maybe they have some grant money or department money. Let's pretend this is not out of pocket. We're not promoting educators to like go spend their coffee money. Save 100%. Your coffee money. That's always my motto. But let's pretend I was able to gift a few educators the funds to be able to make this happen in the classroom completely free to them. What are they looking at? What do they need to go do? And what do they receive?
Yeah. So for the code product, what they do, it's a full school resource. So it's actually shared across the school. Like we said, we want to bring computer science in these bite-sized ways into different places in the school building to make that part of the day. So that one, you'd share 24 slots across your school. And the cool thing about how we work with schools is that we include ongoing training and support for anyone in the building. We do it, and we do it bite-sized, right? Like it's not all up at once. We can do upfront PD and stuff, but what we try to do is just like bite-sized, literally chat right before class or a quick question here and there. We respond really, really quickly. A lot of our customer success team is former educators. So they are very used to kind of helping design lesson plans or help you fit it into what you're already doing. So things like that. So that's the coding product. It's really meant to align into what you're already doing in various classes. So can be music, can be PE, can be art or in your math class. And then for the math product, it's much more focused on your classroom. So you get 6 slots per classroom. That's part of it. And that comes with actually all the lessons. So if you did have students ahead of grade level or behind, you don't have just one grade. You can have access to everything. Yes. And with the teachers, I love that.
That's huge for, I mean, just the Teach Better philosophy here that we have in our culture is trying to get that personalized learning. We're very focused on mastery. We want students to be able to work at their own pace and be able to master content before gaining new information. And so that's so aligned. I love it. That's awesome.
I love it. Yes. Teachers are liking to be able to also put students into groups and have them work on a specific standard together. And it could be different across the classroom, right? And it could be that there's a pullout happening as well in a different classroom. And so we do that. And the math one, we actually have a pilot program going right now because it is new. So we're taking some early teachers in at like a reduced price to be able to try it out and also give us some feedback as we're building it out. But it's already been out with about 2,500 students. It's really gotten some good traction so far and some great reviews. So yeah, that's going to be fun.
That's awesome. We love a good pilot program over here. In our Teach Better family, we love to joke that like our ambassadors are even just the people that go into our Facebook group over at teachbettergroup.com. It's a free Facebook group. We're like, you guys are all of our guinea pigs. Let's do a pilot group. Let's just make it happen. So that's great that you're testing it out with real students in real classrooms all around. That's amazing. You know, Brianna, we could talk on this forever and I cannot wait to go look at the product and apps myself. I know there's so many things that educators will be eager to do and go find funding to support this type of learning because so many of us believe that this is essential in our schools, regardless of what type of school environment that you're in. If an educator maybe is looking for something to think about today, some inspiration, some major takeaway from today's conversation, any advice or, maybe motivational sentence that we can share with our crew here to get them started for their morning?
Ooh, I love it. I mean, as we're doing the approachable STEM programs, we're always working with teachers on kind of being comfortable letting the students lead in the classroom, right? Because even me, I did a little coding in my background, but I'm not exactly an expert. And the students are so good at exploring and just trying and trying everything out. And so that's always something that we're really encouraging is just like being comfortable kind of discovering with your students and just asking questions along the way and not necessarily knowing the answer and kind of trying to figure it out together. So definitely would encourage that and just kind of experimenting and playing, honestly. Yeah, just try it. And if it fails, see if you can kind of, yeah, we love seeing students kind of have that productive struggle of, you know, it's not working. There's a bug in the code. And let me just sit with it for a second and think, you know, and then they always come to it. They always do. They try a couple of things. They come back to their teacher and they're like,
I love that. Releasing control in a way that the educator gets to set back and be a learner with students. And if you end up, it ends up being a flop, or maybe you end up finding the solution, there's still so much to be learned in those experiences. So feel free to find comfortable small ways to challenge yourself to let the students lead. Obviously, that is a big part of what content we push out here in our Teach Better community, huge element of what Brianne is doing as well. So feel free to take on these different communities to allow yourself to be challenged, to be a little bit better today than you were yesterday and a little bit better tomorrow than you were today. Brianne, I would love to have you share your contact information, ways that our community can stay connected to you and the incredible work you're doing before we wrap up our morning.
Definitely. So I'm on Twitter at Brianne Leeming. And Unruly is at unrulysplats.com. And we have a Twitter as well, unruly_studios. And you can find us as well on LinkedIn and Facebook.
Awesome. Friends, don't forget, of course, if you have any issues connecting with Brianne and the amazing team that she has built, feel free to reach out to anybody here in our Teach Better community. We'll get you connected to her. So no stress on that. We hope you all have an incredible day ahead. And just for me, If you have the opportunity, please take a bite of cake because it is my birthday. And the only thing I hope is that you get an extra sweet today. So please feel free to treat yourself as we head into an incredible Wednesday ahead. Brianne, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
So fun. Everyone else, hope you have an amazing day. See you soon. Hey, Teach Better community. Thank you so much for joining the Teach Better Today morning show every single weekday at 7 a.m. Eastern. We have so many resources for you outside of this live stream at teachbetter.com, including blogs, podcasts, and professional development that will bring our team to your school. Wherever you are listening from this morning, please make sure you are sharing and celebrating the incredible educators in this world. And hey, if you are listening over on a podcast to Teach Better Talk, we would love a 5-star review. The comments are always so entertaining. We'll see you tomorrow.